This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay. Here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
The way that Ben Johnson started his press conference, Lawrence.
It's come to my attention that the quarterback's been out in the media over the last week. We got a great coaching staff around him as well, with JT Barrett leading the charge. Declan's in the room. Press Taylor's in the room.
I'm sorry, I'm lost in Declan Doyle is in the room.
He's in the room.
Declan's in the room.
Press Taylor is in the room.
But notice that he started with JT Barrett.
Well, JT Barrett is running the show. Declan Doyle is just in the room.
Because he's got to go fill out cards.
Sure. Practice. Saskatoon is in the room.
Saskatoon is in the room.
Some guys are just in the room. Was it last year that...
Yeah, I mean, he's in the room, but he's been in the room since training camp.
God, I hope Matt Eberflus is in there, like, taking part and, like, really driving. Flus was just in the back naming bees.
Let's go, bees!
I went buzzing the tower there.
A texter says it reminds him of when Rick Hahn was going over the possible second base options.
There's been nothing but raves about Romy Gonzalez this offseason. Lennon Sosa got a little taste last year. He obviously moved quickly. Those are two of the most interesting guys in that mix. Obviously, Lurie's around. Guys like Zach Remillard.
He's around.
Declan's in the room.
And I didn't know that Picasso was one of the artists on the Bears coaching staff. That would be...
Randall and Picasso, they're doing great jobs.
I'm an artist. You give me a tuber, I'll get you something out of it.
Picasso's in the room.
I hope Caleb's over his blue period, you know what I mean?
He will be once he gets to work with Picasso.
And Picasso, they're doing great jobs.
The first time I was introduced to all of them at once, it was crazy. By the time I finished meeting everybody, I thought I was drunk.
JT Barrett leading the charge. Declan's in the room. Case Keenum, Coach Randall L. and Picasso. Press Taylor's in the room.
Antoine Fats Domino. Spike Lee's here. We got Brent Pitt. We had a chance to say hello to him.
Hub Arcus
on the sideline doesn't get any better than this.
They're all in the room.
A perfect world. A perfect life. A film with the passion of Tennessee Williams. Directed by Tommy Wiseau. The Room.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes. Afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. Alex Kuhn is here with his blue headphones that somehow offend Danny. I don't quite know how that works, but we'll get him a pair of Sony monitors at some point.
I don't know, as long as they're comfortable and they sound good. You know, how's the EQ in there? You all good?
You guys are coming through loud and clear.
Nice.
We're all good.
Everybody's fine.
Chris Tannehill is here. That man! This one right here.
Hello.
That's Matt Spiegel.
I loved that transition. That was feisty on the Caleb stuff. It was robust. We had goofy ridiculousness mixed in. And the revelation that the Knicks hater in you came out to play last night, you are not alone. Text lines have lit up in support of that feeling.
It just, I wasn't expecting it to happen because, like, obviously, I've known of Jalen Brunson since he was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very happy for him and the success that he's had. They have players that I like. I like Carl Anthony Towns. But something tribal
I understand
happened last night with about 3 minutes left. And I was like, ha, ha,
I understand. I'm not there in part because of my brother's fandom. Because my dad was a Clyde Frazier, Pearl Monroe, early 70s Knicks
Clyde
fan.
Last night. So, yeah, he's looking good.
Yes,
man.
And Brunson and Clyde dapping each other up in the middle of the fourth.
That was great. When everything looked like it was going to be okay.
It looked like gravy for a little while.
Then it was not okay.
No, it was definitely not. So that revelation got everybody going, and we got a lot of stuff to get to. I thought the conversation that we had just kind of off the cuff, which has then materialized into where we want to start the show, was really interesting.
Yeah, so yesterday we were just kind of as a show, we're watching the game, and we started talking about Luis Robert, and we had this conversation about expectations and him not fulfilling them, because he's like, no one's going to take a chance on me now because I've been playing so badly. So then that led us down a road of us talking about the guys that Rick Hahn paid early, which at the time I stand by the choice to do it. In retrospect, though, I wonder if there's anything there. I don't know if we'll ever get a satisfying answer on it, Speaks.
But we have other data points in just the basics of signing a big-time guaranteed money contract.
And buying out arbitration years for a player.
With 0 days of MLB service time. Because both Luis Robert and Eloy Jimenez had 0 days of Major League Baseball service time. They are two of seven who have signed a deal like that. Most recently, you've got Jackson Churio of the Brewers, who looks good right now. You've got Colt Keith of the Tigers, who looks pretty good right now. But you also have Evan White of the Mariners in 2019. He signed. He has not really had a career that feels worthwhile. You've got Scott Kingery of the Phillies, who never panned out, and John Singleton of the Astros, who never panned out. Christian Campbell, then, of the Red Sox, had 6 days of service time, and he's a rookie who looks really good right now. And there's other names on this list, and we can go a little deeper. Wander Franco signed a massive deal.
And that's an absolute disaster.
Complete and utter disaster.
And it's for him, it's not a disaster because of the baseball. It's a disaster because of the character.
The Rays did this a lot. They really kind of started it. Evan Longoria is always the first one that I think of. And
that one worked.
24 days of service time. Matt Moore then signed a deal with 17 days of service time.
That one worked.
I think it absolutely worked. And there have been others. Corbin Carroll of the Diamondbacks signed a deal with just 38 days of service time. He's an MVP candidate. So there's lots of yeses on here, but there's a bunch of no's. And we have watched up close as the White Sox choice have not panned out.
And this is not a White Sox bashing topic. This was just something that, using the White Sox and what happened there as a template and for an impetus for conversation. Because I look at this and I say, is what's happening, do you really know who you're signing? And what steps does one take? What steps does a general manager take in trying to really get to know a player before you put big money? And it's also it's an assumption by us too. And I want to be clear about that. Like, it's an assumption that these guys got signed and then kind of stopped. And maybe there's other factors that we don't know about, and I want to acknowledge that that could be the case. But in the case of the guys from the White Sox, you do go, wow, did you really know how they were going to react? And do we know how anyone is going to react when given a giant pile of guaranteed money?
I think that's true. I think the first assumption that has been made along the way, and I used to make it too, is that every team self-scouts their own players with the same focus, the same lens. And I think we can look at every other aspect of how organizations work and realize that can't possibly be true. Before one organization is giving an inexperienced player time, they may have him talk with a mental skills coach. They may sit down. They may do some research and really try to lock in on his work habits and his psychological profile. Because I know there's organizations that do that. And then some other organizations might not. They might trust the initial scouting, and they might not dig into what life has been like in the minors and things like that. So there are different orgs that do different things better. Why isn't it? Why doesn't it stand to reason that different orgs do this better too?
When we hit it around in the pre-show meeting, the other thing that I kept thinking about, Spiegs, was the conversation surrounding, and it happened in this year's draft, but the conversation surrounding Caleb. If you go back to that conversation of he is the emblem of the NIL era.
Hey, man, this very much feels akin to guessing which quarterbacks that you're going to draft high are actually going to give a crap and work hard.
Right? And trying to figure that out, we know the NFL teams have gone the extra mile, and maybe they've gone too far, where it's there's forensic accounting that inside of these conversations that seriously that happened in the draft.
I'm laughing about how excited Dan got at forensic accounting.
He was so excited about that because it's something like Dan loves to quantify stuff. And so it makes that type of stuff make sense to him.
Uh-huh. There's forensic accounting research that needs to be done.
Wow.
Man, Josh Lucas made forensic accounting sound sexy.
He did. But that thing, that part of it is now part. Think about the Shedeur Sanders stuff. That was part of it. It wasn't all of it, but that was part of it of, hey, what's this guy like? Because he's got some privilege that some of the other quarterbacks don't have. Even the ones that have made money in NIL because of who his dad is. There's some question of, does he want it bad enough? Yeah. Like that sort of thing.
Absolutely. And then there's risk involved on both ends of doing it. If the Cubs could have given Pete Crow Armstrong what he wanted 3 months ago and got him locked up, I bet it would be for a hell of a lot less than what they'd have to give him now.
Yeah.
So if you weren't sure on your own guy, it might still occasionally be worth making the leap of trust if you actually believe it, because you can lose tens of millions of dollars in the process.
And years where you're hoping that you're going to contend. The White Sox having to dig out of this is going to take them a while. And it might make the owner gun shy about if Getz goes to him like, hey, there's this guy, we got to. And Jerry might be like, no, I'm not doing that again.
Yeah.
I'm not going through that again. There, as we mentioned, Caleb, Pete Crow Armstrong. There's another part of this. There's another Chicago athlete that I want to talk about as it pertains to this.
Because sometimes you've got a person in your organization and you should know by the time it's time to pay them. You should know.
You should, and yet you still will discuss. Spiegel and Holmes next on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going home.
Craig Counsell.
When I'm on Sports Talk Radio, I learn that just keep talking, and that's helpful, right?
Could you expound on that?
No, I think that says it all.
Okay, good.
I'm going to go the anti-talk radio stance here.
Afternoons on The Score.
I'm just tired of this, man. I'm tired of this slow-ass, no effort, no sense of urgency route running. I just don't like it. It's not good enough, man. All we can do is point out what's on the field.
JT O'Sullivan, and he was in that moment talking about DJ Moore. And DJ Moore is another person who got an extension, and it was fairly early into his career with the Bears. Now, I think because of DJ Moore's resume, it's probably not fair to put him in this category, but it is something where, and his production, it is something that you go, when does an organization feel like they have a good sense of who the player is? Look at the Bears with Joe Tooney. He's got all of the accolades, and you needed the cap flexibility of signing him to the extension that you did. It saved you $8 million against the cap for this year. That's a strategic move as much as anything else that it is. But look at Montez for a second. You brought him in, and you're like, well, part of the reason that we're bringing him in is so that we can sign him long term. And you go, okay, when do front offices feel like they have a sense of what and who a player is and how they're going to react when they get guaranteed money?
Well, that brings up human nature in the middle of a career, which is always disappointing when we see it play out. Could you argue that we saw it last year with DJ Moore? Situation matters. The coaching was terrible. The atmosphere was terrible. And he did not seem to rise up to help elevate it. I think you could argue it with the safety, with Eddie. Why can't I think of his? With Eddie Jackson. Could argue it with Eddie Jackson, where after Eddie Jackson got his guaranteed money on his first extension, we saw a lack of desire for physicality. We saw it play out. So sometimes it happens once a guy has proven it and then gets the money. And that's probably something we should call out even more when we see it.
Well, JT O'Sullivan did call it out as it pertains to DJ Moore.
It's one of those things, too, where what I do is through a quarterback-centric lens. But so much of what the quarterback's performance or outcomes is tethered to other people, other positions, play calling, scheme, execution up front, execution on the perimeter, that I by default will lean into and go into those types of things that I find are interesting. And for me in the league on Sundays, there's so much attention to detail that goes into what happens up front and on the perimeter. And if we're talking about the perimeter, it's the easiest to see. It's a lot harder to see up front play, you know, the line, how they pick up a game, the pass pro. You have to understand it. Sometimes you don't even know what the call is. You don't know what the rules are. You don't know what the technique is being taught. But on the perimeter, there are really only so many different combinations. There are really only so many different ways to be on time with certain routes. And when you notice that that stuff is not consistently happening and that you see what I would consider effort concerns or people not going what looks like they're 100% consistently. That to me, it's certainly a shot at the player, but it's really a shot at the whole unit, because there's no way that that can happen in a team, in my opinion, at a team that functioned at a high level on either side of the ball, that you would allow that to happen as a coach, because you would get in front of the team on Wednesday morning or Monday and put it on the big screen and put a circle around it and say, this type of effort is not acceptable. And you have to be willing to stand on it and own it. And if it continues, you got to deal with it and you got to make a change. People feel that. You can see that. There are other guys that watch the film. If you play offensive line, guess what? You watch your technique, then you watch the ball, then you watch the guy who gets paid the most. Like those things, that's just how it works when you're watching film. And so to allow that to go on and on and on, and feel like, I know I'm not the only person watching it, because we got thousands of people in this Patreon community also watching it, but I feel like I'm the only one living through it every single week. And I could not imagine watching that film on Monday, like down the hall from some of these cats, and just being like, yeah, we're good. We'll roll it back next week, see what happens. Like that part of it was crazy frustrating, and I can't imagine it continuing.
Yeah, that's rough, man. And that standard's going to have to rise with new coaches. And you worry that DJ was somebody who got paid that didn't like the situation and backed off a little bit. Texter's bringing up Patrick Williams.
That's the name that we were going to bring up. The idea of the Bulls actually knowing and having 5 years of data.
Insane.
On Patrick Williams, and then saying, and they've got another thing in front of them now with Josh Giddey. I don't trust it at all.
They had the decision with Zach LaVine the first time around. The Giddey decision is a lot like the Zach LaVine decision from several years ago.
And it's like, oh, well, look at how great he played in the second half of the season. Right. as he was walking up to free agency, how well he played. It just scares me when you see them in these cases, like, ignore some of the telltale signs that you might not be getting what you want out of someone that you're bringing in long term.
The Patrick Williams one drives me crazy because it's a coach who will deal with effort for young players, and we've seen him get better effort out of young players, and Patrick feels like a front office that fell in love with its own guy and refused to give up the ghost.
100%. Speaking of front offices, one front office is doing pretty well in Chicago sports, and it's funny because they were not given a chance early in preseason to be this good. We'll walk you through some of it and give the Cubs their flowers next on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.